Goddamn Oblivion. Written by Golden Gon. Read by Opal Song. Fandom Venom. Rating explicit. Relationship Eddie Venom. Also tagged for plot, what plot? Porn without plot. Tentacle sex. Anal play. Teasing. Tentacles. Butt plugs. Venom is the butt plug. Choking. Anal sex. Anal plug. Double penetration in two holes. Overstimulation. Enthusiastic consent. And semi-public sex. Recorded for Ariok 6. For ITPE 2018.
Got a big plan, this mindset. Maybe it's right at the right place and right time. Maybe tonight in a whisper or handshake, sending a sign. Wanna make out and kiss hard, wait, never mind. Late night in passing, mention it flip to her best friend. It's no thing, maybe a slip, but the slip turns to terror and a crush to like. Then she walked in, he froze up, leave it to fright. It's cute in a way till you cannot speak and you leave to have.
Let's make a deal, love.
He'd asked Venom to stop with the pet names a million times, and each time the request was ignored. But Eddie knew why they didn't listen. Anytime they said love, it made him shiver. Anytime they said dear, his heart thudded along his ribs. Venom would lean into the feeling, obviously enjoying the feedback loop. Everything was fair game, no secrets kept, as long as Venom was inside Eddie. What are you going on about?
You've been pent up. You need release. We can see it.
A blush creeped up without warning, his face ruddy to any passerby. If Venom didn't live in his head, it would be easy to feign ignorance. But how can you hide from a being that could stitch you together from the inside out?
It'll be good for you. For us.
His throat was dry and tied in knots as he rooted around in his pockets for change, sliding the coins into the machine one by one.
We know what you want. We've seen what you want. We know exactly how to please you, darling.
Shut up, Eddie hissed. The bus driver's face, first impassive, was now a picture of, oh great, another lunatic. It shouldn't be a look a person got used to, but Eddie was entirely unfazed after months of Venom pushing nearly all of his buttons. Last coin in, Eddie straightened his back to smile at the bus driver. They countered with a tight-lipped nod. Yeah, fair enough.
Rude! Can we eat this person?
Eddie gritted his teeth while vigorously shaking his head, garnering a few people away from their phones, as he walked to an empty seat in the middle of the bus.
We can hear you if you speak inside.
Not the first time they pointed that out, but Eddie didn't want to. That would mean admitting that Venom could see everything. It's something he already understood, but he longed to keep a few thoughts private. Obviously, that hadn't worked. At first, Venom was like a shitty roommate that left messes and ate all of his food and made lewd comments to his ex-fiance. Then it evolved into something of a friendship. No, who was he kidding? Venom was his best friend. And how could they not be? You can't do anything about it right now anyways, so drop it. A warm coil formed deep in his chest, usually a comforting action. Now it felt laced with... No! Eddie crossed his legs. Not now!
In the middle of the fucking bus, dude! Oh, Jesus, this can't be happening right now.
You need release, dear.
He crossed his arms, fingernails biting into the flesh there, sweat forming on his neck and forehead.
Just take some deep breaths.
It's no different than being a horny kid in the middle of class.
Did you have someone living in you then too, Eddie? Someone who could do this?
Eddie couldn't see it, but he felt a piece of venom leave his body, only to stroke the underside of his thickening cock. His lips parted as he shifted in his seat, hands gripping tighter around his biceps.
We know you've been trying to hide it from us, deny it from us, but we know what you want, Eddie.
No, don't! A woman looked up, her eyes immediately locked on his. Whatever look he gave her, and there's no way to really know, made her quickly turn back to her phone. Okay, so this was an entirely new situation. Eddie couldn't say any of this out loud, even if he pretended to be talking on his phone. This situation was too much for the middle of a semi-crowded bus. And maybe that's exactly what the fucker wanted.
Fine, have it your way.
Venom's laughter rumbled through every part of his body, causing his aches to deepen and harden.
Do you wish to hear our deal, love?
Just listen for a second.
He was shaking, as if cold, continuing his deep breathing.
There's the issue of consent here.
They weren't visible, but Eddie could tell Venom rolled their eyes.
Are you serious? We know what you want.
Yeah, well, I won't cooperate unless you do this where I want. And in public is not where I want it.
Pussy. Fine, we accept these terms.
Okay.
A shiver ran across his whole body, a dumb shimmy to anyone who might have seen.
Tell me your deal.
We fill you up here.
A tendril of venom pushed against Eddie's hole.
While you do as you please.
We're in public. We can't fuck in public.
Who said anything about fucking?
Eddie felt warmth pool in his lower stomach at that. The tendril, still pressed against his cock, had become viscous. The sweat on his body turned cold as venom made a mess of his hole, leaning and teasing into his entrance assuredly.
We've seen your thoughts. What you desire from us.
The tendril thinned to enter him and flared after a few inches inside. His breath hitched.
How depraved you are where you think we can't see, when you think we don't notice.
It occurred to Eddie that thoughts weren't normally words, not exactly. Most of the time, thoughts came in visuals or feelings. So when pleasure fluttered in that sex-specific way, Eddie was surprised to feel venoms right alongside his own. Twin pleasures danced inside Eddie's head, the physical and the mental amplified when sharing a body with another. Just under his skin, another tendril formed, playing against his neck and parting his lips.
Be careful,
Eddie huffed in his head.
What if someone sees?
As long as you're quiet, no one will notice.
Normally, Eddie would argue with Venom vehemently, especially if it was about something they knew nothing about. But Eddie couldn't form words in his mind or even pretend he wanted this to stop. He was perfectly pliable under Venom's careful touch.
We've seen all the buttons you want us to push.
The bus hits a few bumps as the base of the tentacle inside him flared further, rubbing against his prostate. Eddie pushed his legs together, biting his lip, hoping it would curb something, anything. He didn't want anyone to know what was happening, but somehow that made it all the more exciting.
We know, love.
Venom purred.
We know what you want, even if you deny it.
He felt it inside, a bubbling of a moan, waiting to interrupt.
Somebody's gonna notice! Somebody's gonna hear!
The tentacle that was gliding across his neck began to constrict ever so slightly. Eddie would pant if he could, tongue out, but that was impossible right now. His face screwing up in a fickle concentration. His thoughts were wordless now, only images as he imagined what he would look like if Venom was outside of him, filling him, stuffing him, pounding into him, their thick, wet tongue inside his mouth, inside his ass. The visual combined with tactile, becoming relentless and overwhelming. But wait. Home?
We've been keeping watch.
Eddie could swear they sounded a bit strained.
And we've been keeping watch on your thoughts, dear.
The makeshift butt plug begins to vibrate. Eddie leans his head on the seat in front of him, watches his toes squirm, watches as a few wet spots form on the knees of his jeans and the cloth of his shoes.
Mouth-watering, yes, and just for me.
Eddie nods, swallowing the copious saliva that still threatens to fall from his mouth. Yours. He feels the coiling of venom tight inside his body, a warm and earnest thrum along his skin. Eddie knows this feeling well. Venom is moving to get out, albeit slower than normal. If Eddie was in his right mind, he would try and stop them. But Eddie's thoughts are pleasure, yeses and pleases, and oh God, don't stops. When Venom puppets his arm to pull for the next bus stop, Eddie's relief leaves him in a sigh that he hopes doesn't sound too wrecked. Please get me off the bus without looking like a fucking wreck. Venom tisks, but there's no real heat behind it. The butt plug ceases its ministrations as the bus slows, still flared and large inside him, leaving the other tentacles to retreat. Eddie's empty and cold.
We're almost home, love.
They stand him up, walking for him. Eddie casts his eyes over the others, and they seem completely unaware to any goings-on between him and a symbiote alien that knows exactly how to tease him relentlessly. Well, he had to have some good luck eventually. They exit the bus without a hitch. Eddie lets out a bone-shuddering sigh, straightening his back and wiping sweat off his forehead. Venom's still walking for Eddie, and he's more than grateful for it. His legs feel numb and useless. Venom chuckles, almost certainly feeling his thoughts, knowing Eddie felt safe, thinking, stupidly, that nothing more would happen until they reached the apartment. Why'd he ever think the alien would behave? Tendrils formed and glided up Eddie's legs, crawling up his calves, his thighs, and resting against his balls and perineum. The butt plug, still inside him, thickened a bit more and vibrated only against his prostate. A moan fell past Eddie's lips. He clasped a hand over his mouth as he pushed against Venom to run. They didn't have far to go. But, all too quickly, Venom weighed him down, turning him into the alley behind the apartment. "Are you fucking serious right now?" Eddie said around the knuckle between his teeth, knowing Venom would understand. It's where Venom threw Eddie against the wall. Or it isn't, and Eddie's too lost in the pleasure coursing through his body to notice. Venom heaves Eddie between some dumpsters. How romantic!
You love it.
And forces Eddie's hands to the brick wall, spreading his legs apart. Luckily, the sun had fallen, leaving purple and blue hues that cast shadows over the alleyway.
Okay, a bit romantic.
Venom, by way of answering, Eddie supposed, left his body, anchored to his back. If Eddie didn't have Venom between his legs and up his ass, literally this time, it would have been a picture of the past.
So sentimental. Venom whispers against his lips. You could have had us. You could have had this.
Venom's maw parts, allowing their tongue inside Eddie's mouth. It's dense with what looks and feels like spit, but tastes metallic and heavy. His own tongue swirls along Venom's wet appendage, laving at it like a dick in his mouth. Venom allowing for the expansion of Eddie's throat to accommodate the girth with only minimal pain. Multiple tendrils leave his body, just as he relaxes around the slimy intrusion. They shove his pants and boxers down, push up his shirt, and feel all along his body. In his mind's eye, Eddie briefly recalls some tentacle porn he'd watched just before Venom became a part of him. The copious vines holding her up and entering her every opening simultaneously, Fluids from her or the monster, who could tell, leaking from her mouth and pussy and ass.
Oh, Eddie.
Venom's thoughts shook through him, definitely not wanting to take their tongue out of his mouth.
How can you keep this from us?
Eddie had to be completely honest. He had no idea how he did either. Tentacles threaded around his body, one wrapping around his arms and playing with his nipples, another weaving through his hair, holding the base of his head, and entering his mouth alongside their tongue. One lifts him off the ground and holds him up by his middle, the tentacle creating a T-shape that held his waist and went along his chest and wrapped around his neck. Another held his legs apart and kept his feet off the ground. The last was the tentacle that had been inside his ass since the bus ride. It split in two, one fastening itself around Eddie's cock, suctioning and salivating. The other receded from its flared shape to copy the other tentacle's length, width, and girth. Eddie groaned as the butt plug was no more, no longer vibrating and leaning into his prostate. Nothing happened for a moment. Eddie opened his eyes, briefly wondering how the fuck Venom was keeping him off the ground. Just as he was about to complain, Venom asked,
"Do we have consent?"
Eddie can't help it. He laughed around the tongue and tentacle in his mouth. It's a bit late for that.
We're away from prying eyes. We've made sure.
Still public.
And the feeling is somehow amplified from Eddie being splayed out in the fucking alley like this, half naked and entirely open to anyone who might pass by, waiting for Venom to use each and every one of their tentacles to fuck him into goddamn oblivion.
We know how much you long for this thrill.
No use arguing that. So Eddie nodded, the little bit he could. And then it was as if everything, pleasure and pain in equal measures, was turned up to 11. The tentacle that held his arms licked over his pebbled nipples. Eddie arched his chest into the wet touch. The tentacle that held his middle and around his throat tightened, enough that Eddie's vision was already darkening on the edges, every movement heightened in the action. The tentacle down his throat filled every inch of his mouth, holding it open wide. Eddie moaned around it, spit falling from his lips and down his neck, breathing quick through his nose. The tentacle that was sucking his cock and fucking his ass began pumping fast, emitting this sticky fluid that Eddie figured was similar to spit. No one had ever felt anything like this. Eddie was certain of that. Stars were behind his eyes already, and unbelievably. His limbs were slack but taut, Venom holding him up and pulling him out like a bowstring. Weightless and suspended, when he closed his eyes, there was nothing and everything. The best feeling out of all of it wasn't Eddie's own pleasure. Far from it. He could feel Venom's thoughts, his actions weighted by uncertainty. Had they ever felt that inside of Eddie? But would connect when Eddie thought the feeling through. A push, a pull, a wetness, a thickness, a wanting, a needing, groaning and moaning from the inside out. His body was absolutely drenched, his sweat and spit and pre-cum mixing with Venom's viscous self and falling down his body, pooling on the ground. Eddie realized, maybe at the same time Venom did, that they could feel each other's pleasure. He swore they already knew that was a thing, but maybe it was an act, this simultaneously intimate and public act that made Venom vulnerable as well.
That's not true,
Venom hissed, Eddie knowing full well that Venom was lying. To try and prove their point, Venom begins vibrating, not specifically anywhere, but everywhere, as if all this wasn't too much before. Eddie screamed as his orgasm finally left him, the tentacle around his cock smothering his member with his own spend. But Venom didn't stop. The pleasure that was towing that fine line between pain and itself was now ebbing towards only pain. His eyes burst open, whiteness and bright bleeding into his corneas, entirely caused by his agony. Eddie's neck began to feel stiff with lack of oxygen, before a beautiful trip through his body, was now a death march. His brain began fluttering out of existence, and for a moment, it felt right to go into the light. But then he felt a stitching, a piecing of his mind and body together, and suddenly it was as if he'd never come at all. His body taut once again with that deep, desirous need. Please fuck me, let me finish, come inside me, do whatever you want, please fuck me! The tentacles thickened around his words, thrusting deeper and hitting those spots again. Then they began pulsing, and a liquid, thin and watery, fell onto the concrete. His ears, confused by the sound until he realized what it meant. Eddie's teeth clenched together, tentacle and tongue still in his mouth, but completely unfazed by the pain, as he jolted through his own orgasm once more, venom coaxing him with soft words all the while. The tentacles slowly withdrew back into Eddie. Air came back, vision phasing back to reality. The tentacle inside his leaking ass and around his dick slowly retreated. The one that held his legs and the one that held his middle lowered him slowly to the ground and onto his feet. He almost slipped and fell into their combined spend on the ground, but Venom grasped the wall, righting Eddie and themselves. "Fuck," Eddie said simply, feeling different parts of his body stop aching as Venom, no doubt, sewed him back together. Venom felt heavy inside him in a way Eddie hadn't felt for months. "Did you just fuck me so hard that it's like when that rocket exploded?" Thinking back to that terrible night when Eddie was afraid Venom had gone forever.
"Fire hurts us, darling. That did it."
Venom tried to help Eddie walk again, but Eddie ended up doing most of the work. As if it was his own body or something. He'd been getting spoiled. "Shower, then bed?"
"We need to eat."
Eddie slid through the back door, happy no one was around to see him in his current state. Although, covered in spit and cum was probably quite a look. "There's chocolate, I think." Venom sighs.
"It'll do for now."
Eddie rolls his eyes, climbing the stairs as he reaches in his pocket for the keys. "Do I really need to remind you that you almost killed me?" Venom opens the door after Eddie turns the key, slides Eddie inside, exits his body, anchored on his back so Eddie can see their face.
"If you die, we die. We never let that happen.
Venom echoes a past statement, panting through the words. With each part of his form outside, it was obvious they were exhausted.
"You're mine."
Eddie looks into their bottomless, iridescent eyes and can't help but nod. "Yours." The end.
Fucking tear you apart.
If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening.